3D life getting you down. Can't break through that polygon ceiling? Missing the days when you were cool and respected? Well, never fear, for we have the answer. Dr. Mario's patented retro pills can take your dowdy modern day life and make it cool once more. With authentic mushroom powder, high energy drink concentrate, power pills, and chaos emerald shards, it'll be like you never left 1991. Sick of bosses screaming around the side of you? Well, with retro pills, you can face all your challenges head on with no fear of deception. Moving platforms being a pain? Rectify that to the traditional 2D effect with this. Sick of fans bemoaning your services failed? Bring back the glory days and make two dimensions cool once more. That's Dr. Mario's retro pills, only £70.99 at all good retail outlets. Be warned, there are a few side effects to the pills. Problems include growing, shrinking, loss of limbs, running into spikes, constipation, diarrhea, headaches, nausea, bombs suddenly appearing, wild video attacking, spontaneous combustion, and mild forms of death. We are not responsible if this happens. Extra lives sold separately.
Hey, this is Bentley Jones, and you're listening to Archangel UK here on Radio Redux. Hello?
Konnichiwa.
Can you hear me?
Kikoeru.
Where am I?
Dokoe arimasu ka?
I don't know what you're saying. Can you translate? one and all, to another episode of Radio Redux. I'm your host, Archange UK. Hello, hello, hello! I hope you had a very good Easter indeed. I certainly had an Easter, and I sincerely hope you do as well! Yes, unless, of course, you don't celebrate Easter, or... in which case, I hope you just had a nice weekend type thing. Yeah! So, hello, we're going to start off with a letter from a fan. It's from Katie Fox. I'm going to start with some early Q&A cash. The only reason I'm starting off with this, really, is, frankly, because... I've only just gone into the Radio Redux email, so I'm an agent. So, DAUK, I'd like to say congrats with you and Echo Hawks. I'm really happy for you too. Thank you very much indeed, Katie. Also for the Rex Factor contestants and judges, who said their songs in comments. That's very kind of you. Question, how did your show Radio Redux come to be? This is a bit... of a time ago, and that's about a month ago, plus. They also asked how, I think, Red Nose Day, anyway. How Radio Redux came to be? Well, once upon a time, there was a boy named Timmy who had an idea. An idea so fantastic that he actually got it patented at a patent office. Unfortunately for him, an American inventor was working on the exact same concept and stole it. And patented it himself. Luckily enough, though, a duck came along wearing a top hat and a monocle and had a curious limp. And every time he limped, he quacked. But he quacked in a quite posh way. So he sort of quaked, which caused all sorts of problems in San Francisco, which we won't go into. But basically, what it came to be was I fancied doing a podcast. A radio show. And it occurred to me one day, although there was SSR, there was nobody actually doing a podcast. So I thought, ha, gap in market. Let's go. Let's make one. So I did. I kind of did it, under the radar at home, because if I'd have been found that I was doing such a thing at home, there would have been all sorts of problems at the time. So I did a radio show and started doing ads, and we did had things like Chaotix X and the adverts. So you just heard like the first advert for about a year and a half, and it wasn't even done by me. It was done by T.A. Black, who sent it in on the off chance so I might want to play it. Apologies that I hadn't played it. It's been about a month since I've had it. But that was fantastic. We may well see some adverts returning in the future. Who knows? Depends if I get time in my... wonderful schedule that I have, that I keep nowadays, including times off for good behaviour, which results in more work. So yes, it was a good profession. I saw a gap in the market and went for it, and which is why I very proudly say that Radio Redux was indeed the first podcast relating solely to solely and centrally around Sonic. It was actually one of the first titles up on iTunes, although not many people know it's a cheap one. It was one of the first iTunes entries that actually had the video games tab. But unfortunately, we beat the rush, if that makes sense. It appeared on there. But then came the big influx of everyone else. So we got there before the trend was set, but unfortunately the likes of 1UP with their 8 billion different podcasts and everyone, and it just sort of got lost in the shuffle, which is a terrible shame really, but frankly the production values of Radio Redux are so that it wouldn't have been able to keep up anyway. So yes, that is how Radio Redux came to be. And as for Timmy, well, I'm sorry, Timmy, but I'm sorry, Timmy, your idea can't be patented because somebody else patented it before you.
Don't though, we can replace it by patenting this small inflatable man with a peculiar look on his face. He's based on you. No matter where you'll go, it'll always follow you around. It's quite impressive. It's an automaton. Used for various things that only adults will talk about. Katie Fox signs off saying, well, that's all from me for now. I hope you and your listeners are doing well. They are indeed. And I'm hoping for the best of the future. And yes, I'll be coming to this SOS event with my mum and maybe a friend. From Katie Fox, aka Katie Hills. So that answers your question. Yay! And, awesome, and Elise Bellatrix has emailed me again, which is very useful because I need to get hold of her so that I can, you know, send her her prizes for the Rex Factor, which I've actually been trying to do for a while and couldn't do so. So that's awesome. Anyway, hello, hello, hello to everyone. The music listening to you beforehand was, of course, as I mentioned previously, T.A. Black's with his advertisement for Retro Pills before the main Radio X theme. Then we had a track from Bentley Jones's Translation album, and that was the interlude, because during the gap of shows, I actually received in the post my lovely copy of Translation, which is an awesome, awesome album. I recommend you get it. You're not going to be able to download it from TSS or SW or anywhere else, because we've got little agreement going in that we don't particularly think it's a good idea for somebody who puts a lot of effort in and is very open towards us and the community for us to put up his debut album and shaft him in that way by stealing any kind of revenue he might get off it. So so yes, you only find information pages about Translation on the depository and the TSS music archive, and hopefully everyone else will abide by that as well. Otherwise there'll be whippings with a mouse tied to another mouse in some sort of rodent nunchuck. That'd be quite a sight, wouldn't it? Just twirling around these two rats or something around your head. And then maybe you'll get a advertisement contract with Nokia. You'll be able to play ping pong with them. So yes, the theme of today is talking nonsense, really. But then again, that's no different from any other particular Radio Redux show, as you might have remembered. But I'd quite like to hear from you guys as to what you've been up to during the gap. What have you been doing? What did you do at Easter? Etc, 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 etc. So yes, please get those in. And I'll be interested. Earthheart goes AUK has fans? It has been widely established as of yesterday that according to Sonic Italia, I am legendary, which puts me on the same rung as Dreadnux, which is awesome. So all I need to do now is headbutt him off of there, send him sprawling down to the floor, and then I can gain my well-deserved throne as King of Sonic, and everyone will have to bow down before me in some terrifying way and give me baskets of fruit and things like that. Yeah. So! So, who's in the chat room and who's listening in? Well, from a listening in standpoint, we've got, of course, we've got Hawk, and we have also the fantastically underrated Blake Draco from the chat room. That was an interesting voice. When did that come from the chat room? In the blue corner, we have Spondy, which is underscore Spondy, which is why he's at the bottom. Then we got Vija of our Twin Martu, Turbo Tiki, who's asleep, The Joiner, who is busy again, Staff Spinball Wizard, SJSSF, Shredder Fox, Ringtail Fox, Premier SD, Guest 60138, who lives next to Guest 60139, and the other side of Guest 60136. This is all just down the road, there's a tree in the way. And there's D'Artagnan Biafra, who's... apparently. AUK, who's on SSR, and he's a sexy, sexy beast. Welcome, fly by Joshua and Chanbot. Chanbot, dee-ba-da-bot, Chanbot. Boop-bop-doo, Cheyenne Chanbot. Who makes up the numbers. And then, of course, there's some Uruguayan lady who's listening in as well, apparently. Can't remember. Don't know what her name is. Someone help me out with that. Can't remember. Anyway, and she appears to have... Well, I thought she was wearing a sock puppet for a moment on her avatar. But... But no. Would have been awesome if she had was wearing a sock puppet. That would be fantastic. But there we go. No, it's Round the Dragon, of course. I'm just kidding. But yes. So, yes. I had an interesting Easter. Stuff went on. Spent the time down the farm then for a moment, but I don't live near a farm. I spent the time down at Easter, down the family house, down south, and I spent a couple of days there, came back, did lots of work when I was there, because, you know, I'm me. Of course, and the work has resulted in quite a lot of stuff coming back to the Shadow Depository. Yeah, we had quite a bit of a big Easter update. And there were things like, I don't know, what did we have? We had several soundtracks came back, all the Shadow music came back, Shadow-related music. So we had Lost and Found on the main soundtrack, and we also put the M-Flow track up. And the wallpapers came back with a vengeance. And as of last night, or yesterday afternoon... all the Sonic Channel wallpapers are now up again, and they're all up in order, and it's bang up to date because they've got the new Sonic Channel wallpaper of the calendar for May that's up. May, for goodness sake, May! How quick is this year going? We'll be at Summer of Sonic soon. Speaking of Summer of Sonic, doing quite a lot to it. A lot to do with it in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, lots been going on with that. We may indeed have... Well, I think I found the location for Summer of Sonic this year. Dreadnux is on holiday with Jesmi and also with T-Bert. They're currently in Japan. Awesome. T-Bird finally gets Japan for... Crikey, it was a couple of years back now, wasn't it? When he was going to go to Japan and then all of a sudden could not because of... amongst other things, somebody was killed and ended up in a bar full of sand. Those guys are out there at the moment. I spoke to Dreadnux before he left and basically... The Premier SD says, "Did you get the O2?" Funnily enough, I legitimately looked at the view at O2 just to see how much it would cost. But that would cost a bit too much. I also looked at the Excel Center, but rather useful in all their promotional razzmatazz and their stuff. They didn't actually issue me the price list. And there was also another one I looked at, which was the old Billingsgate Fish Market, which you might think, what, fish market? Ooh. But no, it was, this is a quite a high class venue, guys. It's the vault there, what they wanted for the day was the equivalent of the entire budget for SOS, and then a quarter of it again. So that went bye-bye. Various D says there are plenty of good convention centres in Birmingham too, that would work. Yeah, but unfortunately I'm not in Birmingham, and Sega is neither. You know, just one of those things. It's rather useful, and we've already established that it's Saturday, August 29th in London. We've already established that. But yes, I may have found somewhere. I like it. At least from what I've seen, it's decent. Chrissy says Sega should move. Yeah, we should. Everyone at Sega should move. Just so you don't have to. Fail! So, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, London's no good, you want it more central. What are you talking about? It could be central London, that's good enough. That's central, how more central do you want? Right. So, we've got going round in circles. Okay, so anyway, long story short, there's a big mass argument going to start now by the sound of things. I basically did. I found this place. I've spoken to people regarding it. I'm going to be speaking to people next week regarding it. Budget's good, location's very good. Hey, we might even have parking! Seriously, we might legitimately have a car park for the thing! Not for the actual event, but I mean, that actual. So, hey, if you want to come in by car, you can park! We'll see. But yeah, I asked Dredd if it was okay, and for me to make the call, he's perfectly happy for me to make the call. So, we'll see. I'm hoping to actually go there next week. We'll see. That's that. We also had, obviously, The Wicked Wild. I should have pointed out for Dinosaur Jungle from Sonic and El Secreto Rings, which is the official Spanish title. We're going to have some more music now. Then we're going to go into questions and things like that. I'm just going to check out the listener request thread, because, of course, you can always request music via that. Dark Guns requested quite a few. I'm sure we can work through those. But one of them is Yeah Rocket, depending on which way you want to do, which is the huge Crisis theme. I'm sure we haven't played this recently. Let's play the digital remaking track of that. We'll have that to start with. And who else has requested music? People have been requesting stuff from Project Heaven and Project Chaos as well. Tom Bill, eh? Darkest Hedgehog requests Seven Rings in Hand, and I can't remember the last time I played Seven Rings in Hand. No, I'm not going to play the Bentley Jones one. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll start playing Rocket. Or JJ Rocket, depending which way you want to say it, as I said. And people in the chat room and listening in can put up whether you want me to play the normal version or the Crash 40 version. And the winning one will get played. It's very simple. So you have 2 minutes 51 in order to get your votes in. We'll see what gets played. Next up, Rocket. Thank you. Guys, if you wanted the other one, you should have voted for it. And that was the Crush 40 version of Seven Rings in Hand. The score on the doors was two MSN-related votes for the Crush 41, and one vote on chat room, and then lots of mirroring afterwards because people didn't want that. Then they should have said something! Very simple. So, we're going to have a little look at what people did for Easter. Vija says, Vija's Easter holiday, not doing work for website. That's very constructive of you. greeting to the joiner who has returned. He returned from joining things with his acetylene torch. Who else? What else did people do? Bum, 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 bum. Earthod worked at Tesco and did university work. SJSF has been watching the Red Dwarf special and started doing the 13-week course. What on Red Dwarf? Sorting out an end piece of music now. Excellent, that's fantastic. We're going to sort out the what can we have to end this? Show. I found exactly what we need. We're going to get a Red Dwarf themed song to end today's show. Round Dragon says she had homeworks and tons of it. Literally tons. The front yard was full of it, apparently. That and Labradors. Just Labradors all over the place. It was most peculiar. So, what else did we have? I've lost my place now. Where's the bloody... Where's the group gone? Where's the chat room gone? No! The chat room's vanished. I can't find a link. There we go. The joiner asks a question. Have you tried this new flavour of Pringles? It's called Honey and Mustard. No, I haven't actually. I haven't had any Pringles in ages. Absolute ages. Earthart says what I've just said. I'm sure Turbo said something about Easter weekend. Oh, yes, he did. He said, what did I do for Easter weekend? Same thing I do every single weekend. Try to take over the... No. Did his regular Turbo Drive Live cast. Do you tune in for Turbo Drive Live? I suggest you do. It's a fantastic show. And if not, you'll be able to pick up the download from the Sonic Stadium when it works. Going back to Summer of Sonic location... yes, it will have good transport connections because, obviously it's going to be in London, therefore you have fantastic transport connections from planes, trains and automobiles, so there we go. But it is near, pretty near a couple of, tube stations and a, major, actually I think it's quite near a major train station. I think. Like I said, I think. So there we go. Let's go for the Q&A. Who's chatting at me? Ram the Dragon confirms, yes, there was Labradors, apparently. Lots and lots of Labradors. We should have some sort of cull of Labradors, I think. SJSF says King's Cross AAUK. Yes, they do quite often, and I have to punch them in their royal face. Pain in the ass bastards. Questions and answers. Answers and questions from Q&A AAUK as soon as I find it. Where has it gone? Somebody ate Sonic Rex. There we go. That's the Radio Redux threads. Okay, there we go. We've got a few questions today. Not that many. Tariku says, Black Knight or Eraser Gin? Sound like some sort of cocktails, really, don't they? I'll have an eraser gin with a splash of tonic, please. I would say the Black Knight. Eraser gin or Jafar is question two. Jafar. Smithy or Culex? Or Culex? I've no idea who either of these are, so let's have a look. Culex comes up as an error, because it's something to do with Mario. Well, according to Wikipedia, it's a type of mosquito. Culex is a fantasy star type villain. So look at this. A Final Fantasy type villain, Super Nintendo video game, Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars. Okay. Well, Smithy is diabolical leader. Another Super Mario RPG thing. I would say the best thing. I'll say Cool X on the basis that it's got an X in the name, therefore it's infinitesimally cooler. Personally, I spell AUK with four X's. You know, it's the only way. Just how cool it is. Question four is: will you and DC do another show? Yes, I would do. If he was around! Very gladly. Who knows, when I've got my new computer coming in as of Monday, as of tomorrow, I've got a nice new computer coming in, which is going to be awesome, 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 awesome. Seriously, there's going to be so much crap going on now, as soon as I get that in. Question five, what happened if Ridley broke into your Radio Redux studio? I punch him in the face. And then kick him in balls, and then I'd insult his mother, and I'd give him a slap before smashing a picture of Abraham Lincoln over his head. And kicking him out of a window. All whilst whistling I was Kaiser Bill's Batman. That's what I'd do. Question six, should Espio appear in Smash Bros. 4? No. Espio should not appear in anything. In a Castlevania series, werewolf or Sorry, the Castlevania sense, werewolf or lady cat / black panther? I will say the second of your one option as my answer to that. Next question is, Mattel says, Question 1, can I have a dollar? No, I don't live in America. Question 2, how can Tails fly without getting his tails tangled up? He has rotating joints at the bottom, which sort of operates on a... It's like two sort of worry balls when you put them together, that's where the joints go. Also, he's not real. Question 3, can I have a pony? Yes, you can, so long as you buy it, take good care of it, and, generally be good. There we go. Question 4, if everyone who ever been on Radio Redux was hanging from a cliff and you can only save one person, who would it be and why? Me! I've been on Radio Redux! Save me, see ya! Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Becky. Question. Echo's gonna love question 8 when I get to it. Question. Oh dear. Question 5. Mustard be good, don't it? Why is mustard then highlighted in green? Or is that some sort of advertising thing that I don't get? Yes, mustard be good much, don't it? Yeah, it does. Six. Do land sharks deliver pizza? Only if you are arranging to have the pizza on loan do land sharks deliver pizza. Question 7. How can I make my own podcast? Oh god. That's a long question. You will need a microphone, a piece of recording software, and it's literally the case of you speaking and doing your own individual thing before slotting in some music, and if you want to do a music related show. It's completely up to you how you go about it. Once you've done it, you need to format it in a way that is acceptable, and get it to a size which is also acceptable for people you may want to have listened to it. Then you need to put it somewhere where people can gain access to it, and you won't get in all sorts of trouble due to any bandwidth or memory allocation or anything like that. So you need somewhere to put it like that. Then you need to advertise it by way of just general word of mouth on forums and things, that without being too straightforward and go, hey, go look at my podcast, woo woo. Just go, I do a podcast as well, or something like that, in a forum or things. So if you want to check it out, links at the bottom or something, or put a link to it in a banner. You also need to sort of advertise it by way of things like an RSS feed, so you'd be able to then once that try and get it so it's automated if you can. Then you can submit it to places like iTunes and other places, and you can get that pinged out and get people involved that way. I have a message from Echo Hawk saying, what is question 8? Question 8. On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is Echo Hawk? Well, I'm assuming that 10's the best. Well, so we're assuming that 1 is low and 10 is high. I would say that Echo is about 34. Borderline 35. Because she is smoking. Question 9. How can I get all A's in school? Well, you go around the school very methodically and find any instance of the letter A from signage. Then, using a cutting device or a screwdriver, you deliberately go about removing those. And then you put it in some sort of carrying receptacle, such as a paint pot or a jam jar or, a punnet. A punnet if you remove any strawberries that were in there beforehand. Alternatively, you can straighten up and fly right. Question 10. If you had the life of any Sonic character, who would it be? This would be interesting, actually. This is a good question. I like this question already. If I had a life, who would it be? I'd most likely be Knuckles if I end up as a character. However, if I had to have a life, I'd have a life of... This is a good question. Who could I be? I'm going to have to think about that some more. Let me have a music break in a second. I'm interested if anybody listening in as to what their answer would be, actually. So, if you had the chance to have the life of any Sonic character, who would it be? PM me your answers, and we'll have those before we leave today. And hopefully I'll have my answer by then as well. Darkness the Hedgehog 7 says, since Mario knows Sonic has a sword now, will he run for his life? He won't sort of run, he'll sort of waddle. And go, hoo-hoo, every 5 seconds. Question 2, how do you feel a Shadow got a girlfriend named Darkness? I think it was a very unoriginal name. Not against you yourself, Darkness, but if Sega came up with a hedgehog called Darkness the Hedgehog, I'd be a bit disappointed. Although that's entirely up to you, of course. She's a bit of a Shadow fangirl, which is perfectly fine. Question 3, do you think that Shadow will continue his sword fighting, or is that the end of it? He may go back to it at some point, you know, but only if the situation required it. Obviously, the situation with Sonic and the Black Knight was, hey, he's going to Arthurian times. Oh, look, it's all knights and magic and things, so yeah, a sword was kind of appropriate. Sonic will only do the things that is appropriate to the setting at the time. Is Sonic that much close to admitting his feelings for Amy Rose? I would say that if you've seen if you know the end of Sonic and the Black Knight, that there's intimations that Amy may have made some sort of progress, but at the end of the day, it's never gonna, you know, happen. I can see happening at some point, Amy finally snogging Sonic, but only by sort of leaping on top of him in a very embarrassing way that would result in teasing from Tails and Knuckles, or rather embarrassment from Tails and lots of laughing from Knuckles. That would be the only sort of thing. Anyway. Tia Black says, Cadbury's or Nestle? Cadbury's. Question 2, Milky Way or Mars? I would say Mars. 3, heads or tails? Depends upon many things, that question. I would say tails. I always pick tails, actually. Question 4, the moon's going to crash into a town. All you have to stop it are a load of masks and musical instruments. How do you get into this mess? You lost your fairy, is how you got into that mess. And you should just cheer up and get on with your life. Stop moping. Question 5. Seeing as Sonic the Hedgehog, the game that is, made it onto the greatest launch title list, number 3, according to chaps over at TSS, what would you say was or is the most influential computer game that was released as a system launch title? As a system launch title, you know, it might be Mega Drive. Might be Mega Drive version of Sonic the Hedgehog. The other alternate one the most influential computer game that was released as a system launch title was Luigi's Haunted Mansion. Because it was influential in the flip aspect, because it wasn't the Mario title people were expecting, number one. People saw it as disappointment, number two, and it's kind of set the tone for the GameCube in this sort of, it started on this downer that it never really recovered from. So I'm actually going to say it was that. Question, Eddie, what was the best reality day joke you saw or encountered? To be honest, I never really saw. I'd say the SMB stuff, where it was just going nuts, and B-Man was just cackling on top of a mountain somewhere, the laptop, and just making everything just go weird. I'd say that had something to do with it. But yeah, we'll have some more music now. Ooh, Sonic Richter's gone up even more on the Alexa ranking. Fantastic. Closing on your TSS slowly but surely. We'll have some more music now, and then we'll have the last couple of... we've got one more question, and then I want to know... I want to know what character's life you would be, and you would have, okay? Also, Urfa asks if there's going to be Team Fortress 2 tonight, and the answer is yes, so long as people want some. Actually, SFJSF says, here's my question, is why does everything I say get twisted? I'd say because you live in a funfair house of mirrors. Wait a bit. Chanbot at one point quit. I love that. Chanbot quit and then joined it again. That's fantastic. Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, dear. Also, hello to Gerbilsoft, who joined in as well, and Sunny and Miles Prower. So we're going to have some more music. What do... well, I won't go to the that again. I quite like some of my own choice, which if iTunes would load up... Load up! Blast you! We'll actually get a chance to sort something out. We're going to have another Sonic and the Secret Rings track, because why not? And then what can we have? Just having a little check through here. We're going to have a trio of little tracks. We'll have two little tracks and a slightly bigger track. How about that? We're going to have, from Sonic and the Secret Rings, we're going to have Party Dress. Then we're going to have Atomic Destroyer from Sonic and Tails 2, aka Sonic Triple Trouble. And then from Sonic 3D Saturn version, Gene Gadget Act 2, from the mind of Richard Jakes, the awesome Richard. So those are coming up next. You're listening to Radio Redux, the podcast, which is podcasty. Oh, there we go. Sorry about that. I couldn't find the encoder tab for some reason. It disappeared. Anyway, some of you are getting in your suggestions for whose life you'd have. Echo Hawk says that she'd have Shadow's life because all she gets are guns and tragedy, which is slightly worrying. Get me as well. Does that make me the male version of Maria? That's rather worrying. I'll have to check in the mirror in a bit in case I've got some weird, sort of weird, I mean, really weird blue eyes and a gunshot wound in my chest or something. I'll have to double check. Ram the Dragon says that hands down she's Blaze. I sort of prodded her a bit more for prodded her a bit more for an answer as to why, because it's she's the only self-respectful female character, not to mention she can fry people and get away with it. Do you agree with that? That she's the only self-respectful female character? Just interested. I quite like the response there. Echo says, yes, you are a male version of Maria. Well, thank you ever so much. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. And Sophia says, I do! I think that Blaze is the only self-respectful character. Conversely, Ram the Dragon and Echo Hawk both think, apparently, that Blake Draco would make a good Silver. Funnily enough, I was discussing Silver the other day with some people. About a couple of little things. Also, Blake, if you say that again, I will most assuredly do you severe damage with a pencil and a ruler. Okay? Earthbot has chocolate cake, which is not a lie. D'Artagnan had cake but ate it, and Vija wants cake. I don't know what that's got to do with any of this. There is no Sonic character who has a cake, unless it's cream after Vanilla's baked one. Earthbot says he's not so sure about Blaze. Blaze is a little bit too self-conscious sometimes, which is a very good point, actually. Earthbot also says, in regards to how hot is Echo Hawk, in what circumstances does she break this 1-10 barrier of hotness? Normally, or in a circumstance which only used some doctors and parents, and her parents when she was a kiddie. Echo Hawk breaks the 1-10 barrier instantaneously, because she is that hot. For no other reason than walking into a room. Earthbot said he'd quite like to be Tails, as he is always striving to better himself. However, he is more like Shadow anyway, of course, because obviously those who know Earthbot know that his actual username is, proper username is Shadow Earthbot. Although he's dropped the Shadow. Also, why did you not answer my first question? Because I didn't see it before, and I just did. D'Artagnan says, on the other hand, big! But why big? D'Artagnan, quickly PM me the reason why you would have Big's life. I mean, are you attached to frogs, or I don't know, you tell me. Fastfeet has just joined, which is a bit late, Fastfeet, because we're about to end the show. We're about to end the show, Fastfeet. No. I'll tell you what, it's also got very dark here, and I can't see the keyboard. It was a beautiful day today. Ow. I don't know if it was the same where you were at all, but seriously, around here, it was absolutely gorgeous day. And it's now very, very grey outside and very dark, and I haven't closed the curtains properly, so I can't put a light on because that's on the other side of the room. But you don't want to know the ins and outs of my bedroom. Well, perhaps you do. and if you do, depending upon who that is, that'll be an interesting that'll be an interesting conversation. But yes, D'Artagnan says because I is lazy and I like fish. Froggy can go on vacation. So we've got a couple of shadows, one big, a tail's in the blaze. Urfart says it was a beautiful day and I spent all of it in Tesco. But it was a beautiful day to let it get away. It's a beautiful day, and I'm sure Bono and several other Irishmen have similar feelings on that matter. But yes, I think that's more or less all. Sophia says, and the silver, don't forget the poor silver. Anyway. I'm off to get some microwavable pizza flatbread type thing in my stomach, because I am to hungries. And we're going to end with some music. There's a song from True Blue. I'm not sure what we can have from True Blue. No, I don't think we've had something from True Blue. So it's from Sonic Adventure. Let's have Highway in the Sky for Final Rush. That's an excellent way to end the show. So we've got that coming up, and I've got pizza coming up, and everyone is happy. There will indeed be a Radio Redux show next week, circumstances permitting. Hopefully there'll be a new comic up on Sonic Rex very, very, very soon. And the one after that has a certain webmaster who's in Japan in it. So that'll be interesting. But that's all. Oh, right. Blake Draco has finalised what Round the Dragon was talking about, in that Silver is underrated and forgotten. Yeah. Whatever you say. I've been the male version of Maria, apparently. The hills are alive with the sound of music and shotguns and ballistic weapons fired by government agents. And I will see you next time. Or maybe not, depending upon my survival rate. Bye for now.